Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, are you contagious? Are you contagious? Most of the time when you hear the word contagious, you automatically get afraid because we're prone to think about diseases that can be spread, airborne diseases, and everybody hates to be next to the person in the airport or on an airplane that's sneezing and coughing and wiping their nose every 5 minutes because we're oftentimes conscious of the fact that we may catch something from that person. You know it. We've heard of all of the diseases, the chicken pops, the mumps, the measles, you name it. And everybody tries to run away from the person who is contagious. Now, in business, there is a different type of contagious. We want people to catch our vision. We want them to become not infected, but affected by our presence in a positive way. We want to inject them with enthusiasm and encouragement and positivity. Yes, my friends, we actually want to be contagious. In business, that's almost essential to business survival. If you're an entrepreneur, you're running your own business, you've got your own show, you're doing your own thing. Yes, my friends, you can only build a team when you become contagious. You can only have a loyal customer following when you become contagious. In other words, it's the process of spreading something worth spreading. Yes, my friends, contagious is a good thing when it comes to business. And that's the reason why we must learn how to become contagious. I give you three ways to become contagious in your business to make sure that everyone is connected to your mission, your vision, your goals, and your purpose. The first step is to uncover your mouth. Yes, my friends, uncover your mouth. You know, if a person has a cold, if it's a kid particularly, and they cough, we tell them, cover your mouth. We don't want them to spread that cold. Now they even sneeze by putting their elbows over their nose and mouth to make sure that they don't sneeze inside of their hands and wipe it on their pants or on their skirts. Yes, but when it comes to business, it's imperative that we become contagious by uncovering our mouth. We've got to speak our plan to people and communicate face to face. We've got to make sure that more than one person is hearing our message every day. Notice I said hearing our message, not reading our message on Facebook, not connecting to our message on social media. Those mediums are good. However, I challenge you to ask yourself, when was the last time I attempted to personally sell the products, the service, the mission, the vision to somebody by opening my mouth and communicating, by talking to them and telling them why I believe in it so much. Obviously, we can reach the masses via social media. However, I'm communicating to those who, if you want someone to join your team, they typically are not going to join just because of your social media post. You've got to say something. You've got to uncover your mouth. We see people every day. You see them on the subway. You see them in the airport. You see them at different luncheons and mixers and networking events. And sometimes we only want to uncover our mouths when we're talking to people who are already on our team. We only want to uncover our mouth to those that we've already recruited or already encouraged to join our cause and our mission. On the contrary, my friends, it's important to uncover our mouths when we're talking to strangers. Yes, I challenge you to first become contagious by speaking to people that you normally overlook. Yes, after you become contagious by uncovering your mouth, the next step is to come out of quarantine. I always say home base does not mean homebound. Many people get the idea that working in a home base business means that they stay in the same place and they get up in the morning and they go downstairs and they work in their office and they send a few emails and they check their social media posts and then they go maybe call people on the cell phone and they never leave. And that excites some about having having a quote-unquote home-based business. No, home-based means that's where you begin. It's not where you end. It's where you launch out from. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to come out of quarantine. Find somewhere to go every single day. Yes, you'll have times when working at home on catching up on follow-up and all those types of things are important. You'll have days where that makes a difference. However, I challenge you, my friends, to get out, to go somewhere new, to attend a seminar, a workshop, a training session, to get out, to meet somebody new, go to a networking event on another side of town and connect with people in places that you've never connected with before. If we come out of quarantine, then we can spread what we've got much easier. Again, we're not infecting anybody. We're affecting everybody, but it begins by coming out of quarantine. Your neighbors, your friends, those that are right in your immediate area, yes, they should know exactly what it is that you do. I'm always impressed when real estate agents will place their cards on doors and they'll go out and shake hands, and some people will get booths at football games, college games, or high school games because they're trying to come out of quarantine. What are you doing to come out of quarantine and meet new people? Then finally, my friends, in order to become contagious, we've got to touch somebody. Now think about it. Imagine if somebody coughs in their hand and extends it to shake yours. You might fist pound them, you might hug them, but you don't want to shake their hand. No, because you don't want them to touch you, because you recognize that when they touch you, it's a lot easier for you to catch what they've got. Well, in business, by the same token, my friends, we want to touch somebody. How many hands have you shaken this morning or this week? I always count the number of new people that I have physically touched. Did I shake their hand and give them a card and receive one in exchange? Because see, touching will automatically lead to talking. Even if you bump into somebody by accident, you're prone to say, excuse me. So touching will automatically lead to talking. And if I touch somebody, if I look them in the eye and I shake their hand and I've made that personal contact and connection, I can then spread my mission, my vision, my purpose, and I can spread my joy, my enthusiasm, my passion, my conviction. They're going to see something in me that if they're not careful, will get all over them. Yes, I wish somebody could connect with that. And I know that you can, because you've touched someone and they felt that there's something on the inside of you that they want for themselves. They're wondering why you're so joyful, why you're so enthusiastic, why you're so happy. And then they're going to ask you, what do you do? See, touching will create talking. It's going to make you make the eye contact necessary in order to spread the powerful mission and message that you've got on the inside. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, encourage someone to connect it to Success Training Institute. Just contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.